My guest is Chris Shelton, the Assistant District Wildlife Biologist for the Rogue District at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Chris will help us understand more about bears and how we can be bear wise and bear safe. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here going over everything with you guys.
Well, before we get into tips for being safe around bears in our region, let's start by learning more about the work that you do at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Okay. Like you said, I'm one of the assistant district wildlife bios here for the Rogue District. My main job duties are basically as like the wildlife conflict biologist. So for pretty much for Jackson and Josephine County, I'm the main person of contact for everything from, you know, squirrels living in your attic to raccoons getting in your garbage cans to bears and mountain lions. So pretty much everything under the sun when people are having issues with wildlife and other critters like that.
Well, Chris, it sounds like you have an important job. So I'm curious about what led you to the work that you do. Where'd you grow up and how'd you develop an interest in biology and wildlife?
Yeah, actually grew up in northern Idaho, kind of up there on the Palouse area, just south of Moscow. My dad actually did networking for the University of Idaho at the College of Natural Resources, so I got to hang out with a bunch of the educators there and kind of see some of the work they do. And, you know, I've always kind of had a passion for fishing and hunting and just kind of being in the outdoors, and figured it'd be a good path to go down and, you know, just kind of, you know, enjoy what I do all the time.
So what was your journey from Idaho to here?
Just looking for a change of pace, I guess. I was just kind of looking for a new place to kind of go check things out and move around, and just kind of ended up settling down here in the valley.
Okay. Well, let's get into this bear issue. What kind of bears might we come into contact with in southern Oregon?
Well, the only bears you're going to come into contact with in Oregon at all are going to be the black bears. We don't have any brown or grizzly bears, anything like that. There's a pretty robust population of black bears in Oregon. You know, we estimate, you know, somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 animals, and probably, you know, arguably the highest density of black bears is right here in our region, southwest Oregon.
So what's the lifestyle of the average bear? What do they do every day?
A lot. we like them to just kind of be hanging out in the mountains and looking for acorns and berries, you know, and carry on other, you know, natural prey species, that sort of thing. But, you know, unfortunately, when, you know, in Jackson County especially, we've got a pretty crazy, urban wildland interface. So, you know, unfortunately, they'll come down out of the hills and venture into town every once in a while. And, you know, if they start finding things to eat and, you know, they feel a little safer and there's a lot more food, you know, digging through garbage cans and that sort of thing, they're more inclined to stick around here instead of kind of going back up where we'd like them to stay.
Well, when you say urban wildlife interface, bears live in the wild, and I'm assuming that they have a home, a place that they call home. I don't know how migratory bears are.
They're fairly migratory. You know, we don't have any studies right now kind of showing, you know, how far they migrate. But, you know, in Ashland especially, they'll, you know, typically go back up into the watershed and out into the Applegate and kind of den up for the year. But they move around quite a bit. You know, they don't necessarily just stay in one place or anything like that. They'll move from drainage to drainage, kind of, you know, going around looking for food, you know, a mate if it's that kind of year for them. But they just kind of roam around looking for resources. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times they'll find those resources pretty handily in, urban and suburban areas around here.
My guest is Chris Shelton, the Assistant District Wildlife Biologist for the Rogue District at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. We're talking about how people can be bear wise and bear safe. I got an email from Spencer Leonard out of Williams, and he says, since apex predators, like all bear species, are extinction prone, due to their slow reproduction and large habitat needs. And he says the distribution of bears is significantly less than the agency models suggest. So what's the population that you said?
We believe it's between 5 and 6,000 animals. We've got a pretty liberal hunting seasons when it comes to bears in Oregon. You can harvest one in the spring and two in the fall. And, we don't see any decline in, our damage complaints that we're getting from bears. And we don't see any decline in the numbers that hunters are bringing in. Everything seems to be pretty steady. I see bears all the time when I'm running around out there checking things out.
Why do we hunt bears?
A couple different reasons. Provide an opportunity for hunters. It's another, potential food source if that's what you're into. But also as a method to, help kind of keep the population in check. Like with a deer and elk and everything like that, it's just kind of a management tool basically for us.
Is the population more robust than we'd like it to be?
We think it's probably pretty close to carrying capacity. I don't know if it's necessarily more than we'd like it to be. I know there's a lot of people that would argue it's significantly more than we'd like it to be, but as far as we can tell, it's doing just fine. And I don't think I wouldn't say there's too many bears.
How do we know that?
Yeah, just by, like I said, with the number of complaints that we're getting, with, however many people are having issues with bears and how widespread the issues that people are having with. And then, our model's based off of our harvest statistics that we get from everybody. So when a hunter harvests a bear, they're required by state law to check it in at the office. So I couldn't give you, exact number right now, but we know, at least for legally harvested bears, we know exactly how many are taken every year.
And how many are taken every year?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head right now. I haven't looked at any of the numbers or anything for that lately.
How do bears, how often do they reproduce?
It varies typically, every 4 years or so. The sows will keep their cubs with them until they're, two or three typically. And then, kind of give them the boot and they'll be out on their own and they'll be ready to reproduce again.
How long does it take for those baby bears to grow to a point where, they're out on their own?
Two or three years typically. Occasionally they'll, at 1 year, they can definitely survive on their own. But their survivability, at 2 to 3 years definitely goes up much higher than, if the sow gets hit by a car or, something like that, at a year, those cubs are more than capable of surviving on their own.
So how do they find food? We're talking about the interface between the urban region and the wildlife region. My assumption is that the bears would like to stay where they are in their habitat. What's bringing them into the urban area?
It's a variety of reasons. There's bears don't exactly, always get along. They're kind of looking for their own territory, and they just kind of roam around going from place to place. And, a lot of times where, if they feel safe coming into town at night, they're not seeing very many cars or people, anything like that. They'll start finding trash cans or bird feeders, chicken coops, basically anything that, they could view as a resource or, a source of food. And if they feel safe, they'll just kind of stick around. And a lot of times they'll do a pretty good job of staying hidden and avoiding people. But unfortunately, over time they become more habituated and feel more comfortable in those urban and suburban areas. And, they start to become a nuisance and start causing more problems.
And how much do they eat every day?
As much as possible, especially this time of year, I couldn't give you a poundage or calorie intake, but it's this time of year. And, when they come out of their hibernation in the spring, they're packing on as many pounds as they possibly can. So, I've actually talked to somebody in Ashland earlier this year where a bear broke into a house and ate an entire 50 pound bag of dog food.
Okay. So what should we do to ensure that we're not feeding the bears? And given that they need a lot of food to sustain themselves, it seems like we have the resources that they need. What can we do so that we're protected and we don't have to harvest them?
Mm-hmm. Well, just, you know, removing those attractants are, you know, going to be the best way to deter the bears from being around, you know, in town and that sort of thing, whether that's, you know, keeping your barbecue grills and your chicken feed or trash cans, stuff like that, locked up in a garage or a shop. You know, when it comes to trash cans, you know, a lot of times, you know, the companies will offer bear resistant or bear proof trash cans, you know, if people call and ask for them. You know, if it's time for your trash pickup day, you can, wait until as close to your usual pickup time as possible to take it down to the street and leave it out there. You know, don't take it out the night before or anything like that. You know, with bears typically being nocturnal, they're roaming around more so at night and getting into it at that point. But they'll come in and, you know, they'll go through like fruit trees and stuff like that. So clean up any fallen fruit that are outside in your yard, anything like that. You know, if you know a bear's in the area, it's probably best to, you know, bring your bird feeders in, that sort of thing. Just make everything as inaccessible to, you know, not just bears, but wildlife as a whole, you know, as much as you can.
And what do bears like to eat?
Everything. You know, they'll break into cars and stuff. And, you know, if somebody had like a bag of fast food in there that they brought home or a pizza, the bears are going to be able to smell that through the door or the window. They'll eat dog food. You know, unfortunately, I had a case where a bear killed and ate a pet this year. Omnivorous.
Hang on a second. You're saying, and you just mentioned, I thought bears were omnivores, and you just mentioned a carnivore.
Well, yeah, they'll, as omnivores, they'll eat both plants and meat. So, you know, they'll, you know, occasionally kill wild, you know, other wildlife like fawns and deer, elk, you know, but when they come into town, you know, if they feel the need for it, or, you know, if they see an opportunity, you know, occasionally they'll take that opportunity to kill a small pet. You know, it's extremely rare that that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, usually, you know, if a pet is attacked by a bear, it's, you know, because the pet surprised it or something like that, and it's defending itself. But in this, you know, like I said, very rare case, you know, the bear actually predated on that person's pet. But they'll also, you know, like I said, they'll go for chicken feed. They'll kill people's chickens, you know, in town, but they'll eat berries and acorns. You know, it's
whatever
they can get a hold of, really.
Where have bears been spotted most?
Kind of all over the place. You know, I get a lot of damage complaints from the Ashland area, you know, from there around Williams and Selma. But, you know, they're pretty widespread around here.
Okay. So what happens if we come face to face with a hungry bear?
You know, just, you know, don't run away at all. You know, that's probably the last thing you should do. Just kind of stay calm. You know, don't look the bear in the eyes. Just kind of keep your arms up, look as tall, as big as you can. Just stay calm. You know, talk to it, slowly back away. You know, if you've got an air horn or pepper spray, something like that, you know, you can always use that to defend yourself. But just try to avoid it and stay out of its way. And, you know, far more often than not, they'll go one way and you guys just go the other.
Okay, let's hope that's the case. Thanks. That's all the time we have for this segment. Thanks for your insights, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
My guest was Chris Shelton, the Assistant District Wildlife Biologist for the Rogue District at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.